אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. While Jews celebrate Pesach, Christians Easter and Muslims Ramadan, Israel is reeling from a series of terrorist attacks as well as missile attacks from Lebanon, Syria and from Gaza. Amid the tension, public shelters have been opened from Ashkelon in the south to Nahariya in the north. An incoming rocket alert was activated in an open area near Meitzah in the Golan Heights, close to the border with Syria, last night. At least two rockets were fired from Syria. Local residents heard explosions, but there was no immediate report of injuries or damage. This follows rocket fire from Lebanon on Thursday night and from Gaza on Wednesday and Friday. On Friday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered an immediate call-up of border police reserve officers in a major step that reflects fears of a further escalation. The call-up was announced as security officials met following the suspected car-ramming attack at Tel Aviv seaside Charles Clough Park on Friday evening, in which Alessandro Perini, a 35-year-old lawyer from Rome, was killed and seven others, including tourists from Italy and the UK, were wounded. Yusuf Abu Jaber, 45, a resident of Kfar Qasim, ran his vehicle at high speed into the group, who were walking on the promenade. Earlier on Friday, two sisters from Efrat, 16-year-old Rina D and 20-year-old Maya D, British nationals, were killed, and their mother, 46-year-old Leah D, was critically hurt in a shooting attack in the northern Jordan Valley. The gunman first opened fire at the Israeli-owned car before it crashed into the highway's shoulder. The terrorists then opened fire at the car again, killing the sisters and critically wounding their mother. Troops scanning the area found 22 7.62mm shell casings, typically used by a Kalashnikov rifle. The father of the family was traveling in a separate car just ahead and turned back in wake of the attack and was present as medics arrived to treat his family. The IDF launched a manhunt for the gunman and other suspects who fled the scene. The Air Force struck Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday morning after a barrage of rockets was launched at nearby Israeli towns from the enclave throughout the early hours of the day. A weapons factory and a weapons storage facility belonging to Hamas were targeted in the strikes. Although it is believed that the rockets were fired by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group, Israel holds Hamas responsible for all attacks emanating from the territory it rules. In total, 16 rockets were fired from the strip, 8 of which were shot down by the Iron Dome missile system. The Sderot municipality said that one of the rockets struck a factory in the industrial area, causing damage. The rocket fire came after clashes erupted between the Israel police and Palestinians inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem overnight. Police said they had entered the compound to dislodge agitators who had barricaded themselves inside with fireworks, clubs and stones following the evening prayers. This was an apparent preparation for Jewish visits to the Mount on Wednesday, the eve of Pesach. On Wednesday morning, authorities said 350 people had been detained in the unrest. On Friday, police arrested a further 20 people, including some minors, over the riots. Arrests were made in East Jerusalem, Nazareth, Sakhnin, Baka al-Gabiya, and Kfar Manda. On Wednesday, police also detained a number of Jewish extremists near the Temple Mount, carrying lambs or goats which they were suspected of intending to sacrifice at the site in imitation of the ritual carried out during Temple times. In recent years, fringe religious groups have increasingly sought to carry out the sacrifice. The Returning to the Mount group makes a request each year to carry out the ritual, which is routinely denied. Two rockets were launched from Lebanon at the northern town of Matula on Thursday evening, following a barrage of mortars that also landed there. The attacks caused no injury or damage. Earlier in the day, 34 rockets were launched from southern Lebanon at the western and upper Galilee area. The Iron Dome air defense system intercepted 25 of the projectiles, but at least 5 landed in Israeli territory, causing 2 minor injuries and some small damage. UNIFIL, the United Nations peacekeeping force in Lebanon, said the rocket barrages on northern Israel were extremely serious. the head of the force, Major General Haroldo Lazaro, was in contact with both Israeli and Lebanese authorities. Lebanon's Prime Minister, Najib Mikati, said the country refuses any escalation from its territory, condemning the barrage of rockets fired towards Israel from its soil. Mikati said in a statement that Lebanon rejects the use of its territory to carry out operations that destabilize the situation. After Israel threatened to retaliate against Palestinian groups it accused of the attack. In the early hours of Friday morning, Israel staged strikes in Lebanon, targeting terrorist infrastructure belonging to Hamas in the southern part of the country. Hamas has a strong presence in southern Lebanon's Palestinian refugee camps. The IDF said in a statement on Friday that Israel will not allow the Hamas terrorist organization to operate from within Lebanon and holds the state of Lebanon responsible for every directed fire emanating from its territory. Israel also launched airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight Thursday, Friday, hitting a series of sites belonging to Hamas in retaliation for a barrage of rockets from the enclave as well as from Lebanon, attacks that Israel blames on Hamas. 44 rockets were launched at Israel following the airstrikes. A family home in Sderot took a direct hit from the rocket launch from Gaza early on Friday. The rocket caused serious damage, but no injuries. Itamar Ben-Gvir said on Friday that he was considering leaving the government over its failure to respond forcefully enough to Palestinian terror, while insisting that he would support it from the opposition and would not allow the coalition to collapse. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich indicated to his supporters that his patience for his government is running thin in light of its handling of Palestinian terror. And he wrote, "The fact that checkpoints around Nablus are open is an intolerable crime. We've been speaking about this for weeks. I try very hard to be loyal to outward appearances and not attack the government I am a member of, but it can't continue like this." Defence Minister Yoav Gallant has ordered the IDF to bolster police forces in the Central District and to extend a closure on the West Bank and Gaza Strip crossing for Palestinians. The closure during the first days of Pesach was initially meant to last until from 5 p.m. on Wednesday until last night, with another closure at the end of the holiday. Following an assessment, Gallant ordered the closure to be extended until Wednesday without a break. The closure will prevent West Bank and Gazan Palestinians from entering Israel for prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Israel had previously eased restrictions for the holy month of Ramadan to allow some Palestinians into Israel without permits. In light of the security situation, organizers of mass anti-government protests in Tel Aviv last night agreed to a police request to cancel a march through the city streets after the gathering. Due to the security situation, it is important to keep roads clear for emergency vehicles. Hundreds of thousands gathered around the country to continue to put pressure on the government not to proceed with legislation that will severely weaken the High Court and remove any obstacle to the government passing laws that infringe on human rights or democracy. Outside the president's residence in Jerusalem, there was an all-women roster of speakers. In Rehovot, protesters held a silent march in memory of the three killed in attacks on Friday. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem, wishing everybody Chag Sameach, a blessed Easter and Ramadan Karim.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.